Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Koosman. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kelvin Moore. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Ed Figueroa now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz strikes out. One out. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lozinski moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Lozinski scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Stanley moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Murphy moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics won. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa fires to first and picks off Bernazard. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baines. The throw from Newman and he is out, McKay applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive towards third. Morrison catches it and throws to first to double up Klutz. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jeff Jones now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0 for 2 in the game. Almone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Ochinco now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Squires strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. 1 out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 3 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morrison moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing right field. Jay Loviglio now playing second base. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Loviglio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill pinch hits for Mike Squires. Bo McLaughlin now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 4 in the game. Lozinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Hill now playing first base. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Loviglio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley misplays the ball. That's an error on Stanley. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Mike Heath pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore scores. McKay moves to third. It's 10-3, White Sox. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.